Hey, Slay. Hey, everyone. It's me, Jay, and I'm with my girl, Nina. And welcome back to the No Stylists Left Behind podcast. We want to give a big celebration to our sponsors over at Oligo Professional. Head over to oligopro.com to check out more about our wonderful sponsors. Hi, Nina.
Dude, listen.
Yes.
Guess what today's topic is?
Oh, I'm ready. What is it?
How are you showing up on IG?
Baby, this is what I'm here for. Listen, I don't know if anyone out there listening watched Fake Famous, but baby, I was shook to my core. I didn't even know that this was a reality, that people really went to the lengths of the world to create fake, unconsumable content and made it believable. And it just was a wake-up call about how you show up on IG can make or break you in your business and in life, in being authentic or unauthentic, in sharing a true narrative or a false narrative. Do you remember watching that, Nina?
It's like, so true. So I remember I told you, I was like, Jay, have you seen this? So guys, it's a documentary.
Yeah.
It's not a series. It's just like a one-off, like an hour and 30 minutes on Netflix called Fake Famous.
Yes.
And you know, I live for a documentary and I live for a reality. So you put those two together, forget it. I was glued. And I was like, Jay, you need to watch this right now. And then he watched it and we were like, oh my goodness. It really shows you, we don't want to take it away from you because if you guys want to watch it, but basically they take a few people and turn their world into and try to build their Instagram using fake content. And this is true life. Like, people are really doing this. Fake followers. Yes. Buying followers, all of the things. The one thing that got me that I have to share, and I know that you, because we talked about this. Do you know when you see all of these people, whether they're influencers or if it's just someone on Instagram that's really trying to come up and build their followers, or, you know, what we see all of these people, right? And they show themselves going on a trip.
Oh, girl. Get into it.
They show themselves going on a trip on a vacation. And they show themselves sitting on an airplane with a little champagne. Okay? Guys, I'm telling you, when you watch this, you will be blown away. I almost fell off my couch because I would never even think to do something like this. But what they did, the girl never went on a vacation. They took a toilet seat.
Hear that loud and clear.
A toilet seat. And they put it on a background that looked like it was the sky, and they put up the toilet seat and they had the photographer position themselves so perfectly that it looked like she was sitting on a plane with a glass of champagne looking out over the clouds.
And that image was projected on her TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it was movable. So like it could be a boomerang and it looked like the clouds were moving as she was standing in front of her TV with a toilet seat.
I mean, it was insane. So what we want to talk about today is how you are showing up on Instagram, because obviously, you know, our listeners are hairstylists, salon owners, suite owners, renters that are really looking to build their business on Instagram. And so it's not about follower count. Like, we're not even talking about this anymore. Mm-hmm. It is all about you engaging with your potential clients and what you're sharing with them that will get them to engage. And then I always like to say, click the book now button, because they're going to go to your website and book with you online. So how are you showing up on Instagram? Let's kind of talk about, you know, I want to just talk a little bit about a few years ago, like what Instagram was a few years ago, right? 2018, 2019, I always felt like everything had to be perfect and curated.
Yes.
Like everything had to have its place. And if this one little image was out of place, or this little line didn't match this line, or God forbid you put up an IGTV that had your face because that didn't match what was going on, and the backgrounds had to be white or black, or did we blur them out? Like, it was so overwhelming.
You
live in the space as a stylist, so talk about that a little bit.
Well, I think that at the time, that's all we knew, right? In the moment, like, there were so many people talking about white background, black background, blurred background.
Absolutely.
And it was like so unclear. And I remember being like, back then, Nina, I remember there was some curation to my posts and thought, but I got over it and I started posting whatever I wanted to post. But we all lived in reality to where we were all just worried about what the background was doing, what the image looked like. You're so right. And I think fast forward, we can dive into that world as well to say, what does 2021 look like? And I think it's more authenticity. It's more organic. It's more organic. I really don't like that word, but you understand what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. More free. Yeah. There's more freedom in the post. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're right. Like, we were so caught up in what we were trying to portray that we forgot who we were.
Ooh, I was going to say we forgot who we were, right? It's really important to make sure that you, and really the premise behind this today is to make sure that you are always showing up as yourself.
Yes.
And now I love that we're seeing so much more content that is truth, that is authentic, that is really sharing, you know, yourself as a hairstylist, yourself as a mom or a dad, or yourself, you know, at home or working behind the chair, you know, whatever your life looks like. And it doesn't mean that you can just pop up anything that you want to and it shouldn't look nice.
Yeah.
Don't get us wrong, but it doesn't need to be so structured and routine that it loses the authenticity.
Yes.
And then it lacks engagement. So if we were to dive into, we're going to give you guys three tips, right? Showing up on Instagram, being your, you know, the best version of yourself, not comparing yourself or your Instagram to anyone else.
No.
Because your clients want to spend time with real you. They don't want this show, this song and dance, this little pony act that sometimes is going on behind the chair. And then when they come into the salon, it's a different experience. What you're showcasing has to match and be the same as what they see on Instagram, right?
Yes.
Let's dive into our top three tips that can help you create more engagement, which of course will help you get more clients in your chair and the clients that you want. That,
yes.
Can we talk about that? Because that's important. The clients that you want to spend time with.
Yep. And I think we should dive in to the first step on really navigating the way that you're showing up on IG to make you more successful and reach more like-minded humans. Mm-hmm. And it starts with number one, and that's your message. Mm-hmm. That is what you stand up for, the context. This is so extremely important, what you say. Say what you mean what you say. Be very clear in your objectives and the way that you write your context, and being clear in the sense of your rhythm and your passions, and explaining, nurturing, right? Mm-hmm. Like giving them those nutrients of your business and what you stand for, letting people know who you are, what you stand for, what you do. That's all in your messaging. And everything that you align with as well on the gram. Mm-hmm. But I think once we just be clear to what we're saying and doing in that moment, it kind of allows you to stop overthinking the process of building context and just delivering a message that's storytelling, right, and inviting and informational and educational.
Absolutely. And it's knowing who you serve, right?
Yes.
It's always, you are a problem solver.
Yes.
That's what you are as a hairstylist and a salon owner. You solve problems. So it's knowing and dialing in on those pain points and then providing solutions. That all has to show up in your message. So if you want to position yourself as an expert to be, let's say, a curl specialist, you want to share information that obviously is going to educate them, nurture them, serve them, help them with their pain points. If whatever those pain points are, you got to define them for your perfect target client. And then it is becoming very clear on how you're going to solve the problems for those particular clients. Then they're like, ooh, I see what he or she is doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go look at their website. I'm going to go see where they're located. I'm going to see what's going on and see if their website and what they're putting on in the salon is a match and a vibe for me.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So I love tip number one. Let's go into tip number two.
Let's go.
Which is my all-time favorite tip. You ready?
Let's go.
Be sure to share authentic content.
Go in, sis.
Authentic content really is you being you, behind the chair. I love a good action shot. I love, you know, you blow drying, you painting, you mixing up some bowls, being yourself, having fun, interacting with your guests. Maybe you pop on something personal, right? Maybe this is now you post something personal about yourself. Share the story and the narrative, a little bit of your life and who you are, because guess what? Your clients want to know who they're going to be spending 2, 3, 4 hours with. And so the more they get to know you on Instagram and they feel that you're a real person and you're relatable, that's how the connection is made. And that's how they click book now, right? They're going to come and see you. Being authentic, listen, it means being vulnerable. And some of you may not be comfortable being vulnerable yet. That's okay. But over time, you will start to feel like, maybe I want to share a little bit more about my personal life and my journey and some of my struggles, right? You will get to that point, because it's all about making that connection with your guests. And you know what? Sometimes it's showing things that aren't so great. Life just isn't great all the time, you know? And yes, we want your Instagram to be uplifting. So you're not going to post how you went here and you stubbed your toe and fell down the steps and then you had to do Susie's hair. And like, that doesn't, it's not relevant to what your content should be and your messaging should be, right? But if you share the story about how you were coming through and going through beauty school, and you share how Sharon touched your life as a teacher, that's very relatable to your story and how you're showing up for your clients, your potential clients, that will say, wow, I really love her story or his story. And you know what? I think I'm going to give them a try. It's that one thing that they connect with that's going to entice them to come and see you. So don't feel like you need to show up fake famous and you need to show that you're doing all of these amazing, wonderful things and life is perfect, because it's not. And you see that with my own content. Yeah. You know, you guys know that I'm fun and I'm light and I like to joke around. I think I'm funny, but I like to do my TikToks and I love to do all of that stuff. But you'll also notice if you look at my Instagram, when I do one of those funny dancing videos, right after that, it's sandwiched with a very serious post or vice versa. Because I want you to know that I'm multifaceted. I have plenty of sides to me, just like you do. So share those sides, you know, with the world and with your potential clients.
Yeah, I love that, Nina. Wow. And I'm blown away by this. And, you know, this is the message I want to get. It's very clear and short. And if you move and shake your world, showing up and giving us who you are instead of what you think we want, you will always live vulnerable, successful, authentic. And there is truth in that vulnerability. That's where the magic happens. That's where the magic happens. Mm-hmm. So I just want everyone to be inspired listening today to share who you are, not what you think we want.
Right.
Make this world a better place by being authentically you.
Ooh, I love that. And last but not least is probably our most favorite word ever of all time, because you say it all the time and so do I, especially in my classes and my courses. Tip number 3, you go ahead, you can say it.
Baby, it's all about consistency, honey. We need you to be consistent. And listen, it is consistent and persistent. Let's go. Consistency, especially on social media platforms, are what kind of gets you more engagement, mm-hmm. because you're there to run a successful business. Right. When you treat it like a business, it is a business. Mm-hmm. When you show up for it like you do every day behind the chair, you will get the reach. Just like when you started behind the chair, when you were just an assistant, you opened up your own studio and you had 2 people walking in the door, you showed up every day. And after that showing up, you built a clientele that is now fruitful and giving you life, right? You have to treat the same way with social media and finding out a rhythm that moves and flows with you, right? Like I now can move and shake on Instagram posting 6 times a day because it's a habit. I've been doing it. I have enough content. Like I record everything I'm doing, right? And that's vulnerability, but it's being consistent and showing up and just being true to you in the moment. I think that's another great thing I learned from Union as well. And that what I practice too is show up in the moment and write the context, create the content that is happening to you in the moment, and you will never go a day without having something to say.
Ooh, absolutely. Let me tell you something. People ask me all the time, what do you use to schedule your Instagram posts? And I'm like, I don't schedule them.
No.
There's no way that I could schedule my Instagram. Now, listen, as hairstylists and as owners, if you are posting befores and afters and makeovers and things, sure, you can schedule that because you can batch work your content and you can write it out. But if you're going to write something very heartfelt, if you're going to share a journey post, if you're going to share about your life, which is what I do every day, there is no way that I could schedule my posts. I literally, when my post hit Instagram, I literally just sat there for 30 minutes and wrote it out. It came from my soul, just so you guys know that. It has to be that way because if not, it won't be authentic to me. I can't write something last week when I'm not maybe even feeling it, and then it's going to go out 2 weeks from now. I don't even know. I have no control over that, and I don't even know what's happening. You know, I want to be connected with you when I write something. And honestly, like, I haven't even posted today, by the way. It's 5 o'clock now. I haven't posted anything on my Instagram because I woke up this morning and I just wasn't feeling it.
And that's okay. Thank you so much, Nina, for sharing that, because I feel like there are days. Thank you, Nina. Mm-hmm. I think that is the most powerful thing in this whole podcast today, is that you didn't show up because in the moment you weren't ready and you're just moving and shaking. So go into that a little bit more. I think that's powerful.
Yeah. I think it's so important. If, you know, everybody's like, I have to show up every day. I have to. Yes. It's very important for you to show up every day, but you know what? If you don't show up every day at 10 o'clock, it's okay. You know, I'm in a different rhythm now in terms of the way that I'm posting. And if I don't feel good about something I'm going to post, I'm going to wait. And it's 5 o'clock. And usually I post, you guys know, I'm usually posting like 10 or 11 in the morning, but I just wasn't feeling it today. So if you're not feeling it, it's okay. If you want to take a moment and take a step back, yes, we talk about consistency, but sometimes you just need a moment. And if you don't want to post at 11, don't do it. If you're not feeling it, right? Yeah. Stay true to yourself. And so I think with the, in addition to consistency and what you're saying is, be consistent with your message.
Yes.
You know, make sure that you're clear in that. Be consistent with that. Be consistent in the way that you're authentic. You know, don't try to push something because you feel it's trending. Don't try to push something because you feel that it's what something that somebody wants to talk about. I think that's the other thing that's so important too. Share what you feel in your heart.
Yes. And
that's where you're going to make the connections. You know, I didn't build my business by posting what I think people want me to post. I have my pulse on the industry and I know where the pain points are, but I post what I'm feeling. And when I write something, I'm writing it in that moment and that's what hits, right? Yeah. And it's been 4 years of that, you know, of that grinding. So give yourself some grace and allow yourself to just be who you are. Show up every day and share a clear message that also will resonate with your potential clients so you can get busy. Booked and busy, as Jay.
Let's go, baby. Because I just want you all to know that you're not alone and that your message is one of a kind. Mm-hmm. And when you share your message and you be authentic to yourself, you're changing your world, which in return changes the world. Mm. So really focus on your world and the people that you connect with and just showing up authentically you. If you do need support, just slide into our DMs. We are always there to listen, to help guide you along your journey. Nina, I really love this podcast. And listen, if no one has watched Fake Famous, go be shook and don't do anything they're doing.
Yeah, please watch it. It really is good. And it's very eye-opening. So this has been so great. Thank you guys for showing up for us every single Friday. We love you so much. If you have any questions or need anything at all, you know that you can always slide right on into our DMs since we live on Instagram. Yes. And be sure to follow our awesome sponsor at Oligo Pro, my best guy at It's Mr. J. Ladner, and myself at Nina Tullio. And if you learned anything from listening to us today, please know that it is okay to live in your truth. And remember to always live your life out loud. See you next time.